Just as love begins at home, so also peace, and the woman being the heart of the family, let us pray that we women realize the reason of existence is to love and be loved, and through this love become an instrument of peace. Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, October 26, 1991. And Mother Teresa actually wrote the foreword for this beautiful book by our guest and regular contributor to our program, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. The book is called Prayerfully Expecting, and it's a 9-month novena for mothers-to-be. And again, the foreword is by Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Now, that in itself will be worth picking up this book for, but the book is beautifully illustrated with actually illustrations done by Donna's own daughter, and just absolutely a gorgeous book. And again, it's a 9-month novena for mothers-to-be. Hey, Donna, good morning.
Good morning, Teresa. How are you today?
I'm well. Good to have you back on the program.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, the book just came out in July. Tell us about the inspiration behind it, and then inquiring minds want to know how you're blessed to have Mother Teresa do the foreword for you for this book.
Okay. Well, actually, I wrote the book over 16 years ago when I was pregnant for my daughter, Mary Catherine, who just turned 16, and I had no idea I was going to be doing this. I was put on complete bed rest because I had a hemorrhage uterus at 10 weeks. My baby was only 10 weeks old, and the doctor told me I was having a miscarriage, and I had had three previously. So I had to go home and just get in bed and wait until I can have the ultrasound done the following day. The ultrasound revealed a tiny beating heart, so it gave me a lot of hope, and we just prayed, and I stayed still as the doctor ordered. And I knew Mother Teresa at the time, and so I sent word to her, and she started praying immediately, and she sent me a miraculous medal. I already wore one that she had given me at another time, but she sent me one specifically for that pregnancy and said, you know, just wear this. The Blessed Mother has helped others, and she will also help you. And she reminded me to say, you know, simple prayers to her, and one was, Mary, Mother of Jesus, be a mother to me now. And that's one I just, you know, teach others often and use it quite often myself. It's just so simple, easy to remember. And just, Mary, Mother of Jesus, be a mother to me now. So I just had to just throw myself into the arms of the Blessed Mother and Jesus and just lay down and try to be at peace. And during that time, though, amazingly, I felt a lot of inspiration all of a sudden to start writing about mothers and expectant mothers. And I had written a lot in the past about different pro-life issues and things. Some things were published, but I wasn't planning to write a book during that pregnancy. And here comes all of this inspiration, and I started writing, and I all of a sudden saw a pregnancy as a 9-month novena. It was so clear to me, just it was pretty amazing that this 9-month period of time actually could be a living novena to God. And so I saw it in this way, and I started writing about it and had prayers invoking the Blessed Mother and St. Gerard Majella, who is known as a saint for expectant mothers, St. Anne, of course, Mary's mom, and St. Joseph. And so I just, you know, continued to write, and I sent my manuscript after I finished it to Mother Teresa, and she read it and had her spiritual director go over it, and she sent me a foreword for the book.
Wow.
So that was just so amazing. And then later on, Pope John Paul II blessed it, and he blessed my work on Mother Teresa and on mothers. So that was another amazing blessing. And
how did you get to be privileged to have so many blessings and so many amazing witnesses of the faith? I mean, this is incredible.
Well, I don't question it. I just thank God, and I always see everything as the grace of God. You know, how do I know and why do I know why God does what he does? And he often uses the humble and lowly. You know, he can use a jackass.
Right.
So he can use anybody, and often, you know, chooses, you know, women to get his message across. So, you know, here was a time when, I should have been in despair and just total worry that I was losing the baby and there was no hope. But I received a tremendous amount of hope, and I think it's just all the prayers and just the grace of God. And meeting Mother Teresa, that was totally the grace of God, of course. I believe there are no coincidences in life, and wherever we are, you know, God is working. And I just happened to take a visit. I say happened to, but You know, God had his plan. I went down to Washington, D.C. almost 20 years ago and visited a priest friend of ours, Father John Hardin, who actually is a renowned theologian and author. He's now deceased, but his prayers are more powerful even now in heaven. And we just were very privileged to even know him, too. That was also the grace of God. And he's the one who actually put me in touch with the Missionaries of Charity Sisters at the house down there, the convent in Washington, D.C., the Gift of Peace House. So we visited the patients. I often brought my children to nursing homes and places, you know, trying to show them, you know, that we need to help the lonely and forgotten or the sick and, you know, go and just cheer them up because they really love to see kids. And so we had a habit of doing that. And so we happened to, you know, be there with the patients, so we went through and visited them. And the sisters were so amazing and so filled with joy, and I understood then why those people on the, you know, the edge of death were consoled, because they were surrounded by so much love from these sisters. So that was enough for us right there, just to be in their presence. But then we were invited to come back the following day for Mass. So we were so thrilled, and, you know, to go to their private Mass. And so we had a choice of two Masses to go to, and we just happened to choose the earlier one. So we got up real early in the morning with the kids, like 5 o'clock, and went over to the convent, which was a beautiful experience because it was so different than what we were used to in beautiful churches or chapels. This was very stark, and if I'm going on too long, just cut me off here.
No, this is a beautiful story.
Okay. And so here we were in this little chapel. We took our shoes off at the door and went in, and it was just beautiful. The only thing in the room was an altar and a crucifix on the wall and the words, "I thirst," near the crucifix. And that's what Mother Teresa used to teach everyone, Jesus' thirst for us and for our love and our thirst for him. And so we had a little, you know, we had Mass. It was very, very beautiful. And my youngest daughter, Jessica, at the time, was not quite 2 years old, so she was in this little room and not used to the heat. It was in summertime, and they don't have fans or air conditioning because they live as the poor. And so, you know, I had to bring her out a few times. I didn't want to disturb the sisters, figuring they're used to quiet, but not really, because they work with the people too. And going in and out of the chapel, then finishing up Mass. Then my daughter, Shaldea, who is actually the one who illustrated this book, it's just amazing how this all came to be. She was like about 6 years old or something, and she beautifully genuflected in front of the Blessed Sacrament as we were leaving the chapel, as, you know, we always did after we left the church. And all of a sudden, a nun came running over and just grabbed her from behind and gave her a nice, big, warm squeeze hug, like she was so touched that this little girl was genuflecting. And then I looked and I saw her, and it was like Mother Teresa, and I thought, oh my goodness, there's Mother Teresa hugging my daughter. And I forgot to tell you, in the chapel, you know, I saw her come in to my left, and I thought, oh my goodness, we're in the room with a saint.
The presence of a saint, right.
Yeah. And that was my first second, you know, of thought, and my second was, Donna, get your mind on the Mass. Don't worry about the fact that there's a living saint here in your midst.
Concentrate. Don't be distracted.
Yeah, because there probably were about 50 living saints in my presence there, all of the sisters.
Sure.
Saints in the making. And so Mother Teresa hugged Shaldea. Then she went in a little room with her nuns, and they were talking or saying some prayers, maybe. And we were standing in the foyer, and I was holding Jessica, the little one, who was very squirmy that morning. And I was holding her in my arms, and the other children were around me, Justin and Shaldea. And Mother Teresa all of a sudden opened the door on the other side of the foyer, and she walked out, but she came walking directly toward me, and she put her hand on Jessica and said to me, "Is this the baby who is singing at Mass?" So it was very refreshing to hear her refer to a fussy baby as a singing baby.
Aww.
So that was beautiful. And that was our first real encounter, you know, in the chapel and then outside of the chapel with Mother Teresa. And she ended up giving us each a miraculous medal and talking with us about how my children were so lucky to have a family. And I told her I just felt so lucky to have my children. because she's so used to taking babies out of dustbins and taking care of the poorest of the poor in Calcutta. So it was just very beautiful speaking with her, but it was amazing because we felt as if, you know, we were standing near Jesus. She radiated holiness. She radiated so much love and beauty and peace. But on the other hand, it just felt so natural. You didn't feel nervous to be with her or something like that. So we just enjoyed our conversation, and then she left the room and asked us for prayers for herself and the sisters and the poor. And she promised to pray for us. And then I felt so compelled to thank her, or to write to her, you know, to thank her for the blessings and to continue a conversation with her. But I said to myself again, no, that's, she's just too busy with things of the, you know, her important work. But it went back and forth in my mind for a while, so I contacted the Mother Superior, and she told me, she felt very strongly that, yes, you should. Donna, yes, here's her address. And I said, are you sure? And she said, yes. And so I wrote her a letter, and within a couple of weeks, I got a letter back from Calcutta, a few weeks, I would say. So I was so amazed by that, and it was very beautiful directions to me. She became a spiritual confidant. She was just really amazing. And little did I know that that would be the first of 22 letters that she would send me over the next almost 10 years time.
Wow. What an inspiration for you.
I know. Yeah. So we saw her so many times after that, about 12 more times privately and during profession ceremonies of her sisters. And so it was just amazing. And I kept it very quiet. My closest people, you know, friends or family knew, but I didn't really talk much about it because I always felt like it would be bragging. And, you know, and it kind of sounds a little funny, you know Mother Teresa, you have all these connections with holiness. And
yeah, but look how you're using that inspiration, though. This is
exactly.
just so huge. You know, and I want you to walk us through the book. By the way, if you're just tuning in, we're having a great conversation with one of our regular guests and contributors to Catholic Connection, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, who is a mom. She is a Catholic author and speaker, and her book just came out in July, her latest book. It's called Prayerfully Expecting, A Nine-Month Novena for Mothers to Be, and she's sharing with us a story of the connection with Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta and how Mother Teresa came to write the foreword for the book. And also the fact that this book was actually written 16 years ago, and she had a problem pregnancy, and if you want to call it that, actually it wasn't a problem because it turned out to be a huge, not only with the baby, but huge inspiration in terms of, you know, talk about redemptive suffering.
Yeah.
A great, great story of what can be done when you offer this up to God. And walk us through the book, Donna, if you would.
Okay. Well, the book itself, it's got a real nice feel to it. It's like a bendable hardcover, and it's made as a journal. It's a prayer journal for expectant mothers, and it's actually a baby book for the unborn baby. So it's more than just a prayer book or a lot of inspiration. Each chapter, which it's broken up into 9 chapters for each month of the pregnancy, each chapter has a lot of spaces for the expectant mom to write down her own thoughts, prayers, or reflections. And each chapter will give the mom an idea of what's happening with her baby, and it actually is called What's Happening with Your Baby, and it will tell you exactly the growth of your baby during that particular month. And every month is part of the novena to the Blessed Mother, has the rosary, has prayers to various saints invoking their aid throughout the pregnancy, a lot of inspiration on the dignity of women and mothers from the Holy Fathers. And, of course, I include a lot of Mother Teresa's wisdom throughout. And Teresa, you mentioned earlier, my own daughter, Sheldea, who's now an artist. She's 25, and she graduated from Temple, and she does illustration for me. So she illustrated The Heart of Motherhood as well. And this book is so special to me because of her illustrations. That's one thing that really warms my heart is here. It was written during a pregnancy with one of my daughters, Mary Catherine, who's now 16, and then my oldest daughter ended up illustrating it with all of my own babies as just to enhance the feel for the book and the message of the book, you know, for moms. An expectant mom reading through, she'll see little babies and, you know, helps her to focus on the fact that she's going to be able to hold her baby in a few months' time. So it's a lot of encouragement for the expectant mom, a lot of praise in her vocation, helping her to see it as a vocation,
mm-hmm.
giving her that opportunity to use that time wisely and use it to prepare for the baby's birth and also to reflect and to pray so that instead of a time that's usually thought of as like morning sickness, suffering, and inconveniences, it hopefully will transform into a beautiful living novena of prayer to God and turning it into a peaceful, prayerful, reflective time.
I'll tell you, this foreword is something else, Donna. I just
want
to read a little bit of it. Donna Marie's book, Prayerfully Expecting, is a spiritual chalice of love.
Mm.
Love for every human being from the moment of conception as unique, precious, and unrepeatable. Again and again, Donna Marie affirms, as only a mother can, that motherhood is a commitment in faith, hope, and love. Hence, the expectant mother literally makes a pilgrimage of prayer as she approaches a moment of childbirth. In this pilgrimage, the mother walks with Mary, mother of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. The author structures a 9 months of waiting for childbirth in the context of a novena, during which St. Anne, St. Joseph, St. Gerard, the patron saint for expectant mothers, are also invoked. And she goes on and on. But what a beautiful statement about this book. Doesn't this just give you the chills and make you cry when you read this?
Oh, I know. And when I heard you read something that Mother Teresa wrote earlier, the foreword, I just hear it. It's just amazing, yeah. And, so it just all came together by the grace of God. And I just feel so happy to be able to offer this, to pass on the blessings. That's what I feel that I'm doing in the ministry that I have to mothers and women and families, and that just came about through the grace of God. It's just to pass these blessings on, because we definitely need it in our day and age. We need that encouragement. We need that inspiration so that we're not, confused about our role in our world, and we can hopefully be at peace being the mom and, being that important person in your child's life to raise little saints to heaven.
Yeah, and especially maybe if there's a woman who's having some medical issues with the pregnancy, is very anxious and concerned. I mean, she can take this and rest and read this and just have a lot of peace, I think, from just going through this book.
I think so, and one reader wrote a review already on it, and she was having some trouble in her pregnancy. Her name is Sarah, and it's on one of my website, excuse me, and
mm-hmm.
blogs. And she talks about how it helped her to focus on all the positives in her pregnancy rather than worrying about every little thing that she thought was going wrong. And we're ultimately in God's hands, so, there's nothing we can do by worrying, so we might as well just put it all in His hands and in the hands of the Blessed Mother and just invoke them and ask their blessings on our pregnancy. And, my other pregnancies, the other three I talked about, the miscarriages, didn't end up in the way that I had hoped, but God had His plan, and I have to accept that. And then we have those babies in heaven.
Absolutely. Well, a beautiful book. I know we didn't have time to talk about everything that we wanted to this morning, but we will have you back on, because I know you're involved in the Vatican Initiative with the Dignity of Women that we talked about with Genevieve last week, and you're going to be back on with us again to talk about that, as well as another installment for moms. So the book is Prayerfully Expecting, a 9-month novena for mothers-to-be, and it's written by our regular guest, contributed to the program for Mom's Corner, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, and she's written other books as well, including The Heart of Motherhood. Give us your website and the blog if people want to contact you and want to find out more about the book. Do they get it through you? How can they get the book?
Sure, they can get it through me, or they can get it any place. But my website address is www.donnacooperoboyle.com. It's DonnaCooperOboyle.com. And through the main website, I have right at the top of the website the links to get to my two blogs, which are Daily Donna Marie, A Dose of Inspiration, and Embracing Motherhood, which is totally dedicated to motherhood things. And you can get there through the main website, so it might be less confusing just to give you that one, www.donnacooperoboyle.com.
All right. Well, it's a beautiful book. Well done. And what an inspiration to have Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta write the foreword, and then John Paul II giving you a blessing on this. This book has got to be successful just based on their involvement of it. I mean,
well,
it's incredible.
If it can help inspire expectant mothers, then I'll just be filled.
Absolutely. So good to talk to you again, sweetie.
You too, Teresa. And just real quick, I put a button just last night for the dignity of women. People will see it if they go to my website, and a button so they can click on that and get to the link, which we'll talk about another time, but it's the website for that Vatican initiative.
That's great. We'll be talking about that more in the near future. Thanks so much, Donna. Always good
Thank
to talk to you. And God bless you for this gift of this beautiful book.
God bless you. Thanks for having me, Teresa.
Okay, have a great week, sweetie. Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. Again, the book is Prayerfully Expecting. Really beautiful book. What a great gift for someone in your life who's expecting a baby. And it's so well done, the illustrations and the prayers, and just to be able to read this forward by Mother Teresa, my goodness. A 9-month novita for mothers-to-be by Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, Prayerfully Expecting.